College, majoring in elementary education. Thank you, Erica. You may be seated. Henry, would you please stand? Henry was born November the 20th, 2000, here in San Antonio, Texas. His favorite verse is John 15, 13. It says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." His future plans are to attend Commonwealth Baptist College to follow God's will in both of them. We'd appreciate if you'd pray for them. Thank you, Henry. Appreciate if you'd pray for them as they leave from here. After the summer, going to Bible College. They'll both be busy this summer working and making money, and Henry's going to be traveling with Brother Coral, and then in the fall, they'll be going off to Bible College, and we'd appreciate your prayers for them. If you're here as family tonight, we thank you especially for coming. We hope this is a special night for you. I know we have families and friends from other churches as well. Good to see the folks from Arch Avenue, and there may be some folks from other churches I don't recognize. Good to see Scotty and the missus. They came all the way from Madagascar. So they made a long trip. They didn't get here, a half hour like most of us did, but they had to come in for some other family business and came down for this as well. So we appreciate them coming. Usually at this time of year, we've already had our senior trip, and it's easy then for me to speak of especially the stuff that went on the senior trip. But in this case, we haven't done the senior trip. Monday we will go to do part of the senior trip, and then the following Monday, we'll go to finish the rest of it. But in thinking of Erica and Henry, Erica joins tonight a very proud group here at Liberty Christian Academy and Liberty Baptist Church with the likes of Roy Castile, Max Lear, and others who were kids that were saved through the bus ministry, who stayed faithful to tonight to this big moment. Erica has been attending Liberty Baptist Church since she was in second grade. She's been at Liberty for the last 4 years, Liberty Christian Academy. She's had some ups and downs through the years, but as Proverbs 24:16 says, "For the just man falleth seven times and riseth up again." Erica always got back up and continued on. From this point on, her college career and all that she continues to do, we'd appreciate if you'd pray for her. She'll be working this summer, then going to Bible College up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in the fall. We are very proud of Erica. So again, Erica, we appreciate you being here. Henry is a little bit different story. I've known him a little longer and been a little closer to him. He is a bus worker. Worked on his dad's bus route. I'm not sure which route he works on now, but worked on his dad's bus route for many years. He's one of our skit men. When I say that, he can use different accents. He's actually just really crazy. So, I mean, if you've ever seen him, how many of you ever seen Henry in a skit? I mean, Henry can do from almost anything you can think of, Henry has done it. And so even this year in chapel, him and some of the fellows did skits in school, but he's one of our skit fellows. He sings specials. You wouldn't think it, but Henry sings in a bass voice. So when you hear the guy singing and you think, where's that frog coming from? It's Henry. First time I didn't realize he had that low voice till the first time I heard folks singing. I thought, who's that? And then I looked around and it was coming from Henry. So it kind of surprised me, but he has a good singing voice. Again, he has a strong back, and I can't really say a strong mind, but at least it's not a weak mind. So, I mean, he's made it through Mrs. Reese's algebra class and geometry class and physical science class and Spanish class. So, I mean, him and Erica both have accomplished those things in the last few years here. He's mowed yards with me. The good news is, now, there's others in here that have mowed yards with me, too. Scotty's one of the fellas that mowed yards with me. And Scotty, I always had to worry about Scotty. Scotty loved to pull the rope really hard. Sometimes, I remember one yard, he pulled the rope. I mean, I'm off weed eating. Next thing I know, Scotty's coming, walking to me like this, and he has the rope in his hand. And I said, "Scotty, what did you do?" And he said, "Brother Block, I pulled and the rope came loose." And I said, "Scotty, the rope just doesn't come loose. The rope came loose because you pulled with 300 pounds of force on a 50-pound rope. You just can't do that." Henry never did that. So, we're moving up in this world. I haven't had a rope. The last rope got pulled off. I did it, Scotty, so I couldn't blame anybody. So I have joined you in the ranks. But Henry's mowed with us. He's been a big blessing in the youth group. He always comes to all the activities, as did Erica. He also falls in a kind of a special group. His dad was one of our teenagers in the youth group, so he's kind of a second generation here at Liberty Christian Academy and Liberty Baptist Church. One of the joys that I have through the years is taking young people on my property and take them hunting. And several years ago, Henry, we had a candy sale, and one of the prizes that I offered was to go deer hunting on my property, and I promised them that they would see some. I didn't promise them that they would kill one, because that was entirely up to them, but I promised them they would see one. And I think, I don't remember if it was the first year, was it the first year I did the grunt or the second year? So the first year, Henry set a dozen times and never got shot at one. So I said, Henry, you already earned it last year. This next year, we'll get you a deer. So we went there, and one of the first deers that he was going to get a shot at, I kept saying, Henry, shoot. And he was really nervous. You say, how nervous was he? I'm glad you asked. You ask, or I wouldn't have said anything, because now you wouldn't think Henry's not nervous about very many things. He's kind of like Brother Block and his dad, pretty cocky and bold about stuff. But he was so nervous that night sitting in the blind that he said, Brother Block, I'm going to throw up. And I said, Henry, you can't throw up in the blind. The deer have very, very good noses, and you throw up in the blind, deer hunt's over for tonight. Besides, I don't want you to throw up in the blind. I don't want to have to clean it up. So he got down out of the blind, went over to the pond. I don't know if he threw up or not. I didn't ask, but he came back, and a little bit later, one of the deer came out, and when it kept saying, shoot it, Henry, and then it started walking off. So some of you deer hunt realize you can grunt and make them stop. So Henry's getting ready to shoot. About the time and I want the deer to stop, so I grunt, which makes Henry jerk the trigger and miss that deer. So Henry missed that one, and he said, why'd you do that? I said, well, I didn't realize I'd scare you to death by grunting, because all I did was, I just went, ah. I mean, and Henry went, bah. I mean, that's what Henry did. But a few days later, Henry shot his first buck, and again, it was a big moment. I remember how proud Dad was of him. I was, too. So that's one of the privileges I get having the farm. I've shot enough deer. It's not a big deal for me to shoot a deer anymore. So we've had, his sister shot one. He shot one. We've had several other kids from the church that shot deer. But I remember when Henry shot his first deer there. He's made a lot of sausage. He makes it to eat it. So he's one of those guys that picks blackberries and eats them. And he's one of the guys that makes sausage and eats it. So he's came out of his deer that year. He made a bunch of sausage. He kind of floated through his 9th through 11th grade. Now, when I say floated, what do you mean by floated? What I mean is he hardly did any schoolwork, okay? That's what I mean. He was more interested in PE and, you know, break time and lunch. I mean, when I say lunch, it wasn't his own lunch that he ate. He usually ate other people's lunch. It was always, I forgot my lunch. I mean, and you'd see him, I mean, you going to eat that? And it was usually like, you going to eat that? I mean, so not really. He never threatened too many people, but he didn't mind cleaning up after anything we had left over he ate. He messed around during those years and didn't get all of his credits, so we wasn't for sure if he was going to graduate this year. But this year, through the summer, he grew up, had a big change, and got motivated because of the fact that he decided, you know what, it'd be nice to graduate and go on, you know, see what God has for me down the road. And this year, he not only worked so hard, he was on A-level most every quarter, which if you know anything about AC, that means, I mean, he did really well and got some privilege levels. He also got a trophy a few days ago for completing the most paces of any other student at Liberty Christian Academy. This year he completed 92 or 93 paces this year, which is a lot of paces. And then he also did his research paper, and it's done on time. I mean, sometimes the research paper starts, and then it carries out all summer and sometimes into the next year and the next year. Henry finished his research paper and is all done with that. So tonight when he gets his diploma, I mean, he can go out in the hallway and throw his hat up in there. He's done. He doesn't have to come back and spend another minute at Liberty Christian Academy. And we are very proud of him for that. And I think Dad had threatened his life. I'm not for sure. I didn't get all the truth behind there. But these are two young folks that we're very, very proud of. That isn't always the case. Sometimes we have young people that graduate from here, and their goal is to go on and live for themselves. Both of these young people, thankfully, have got plans to live for the Lord, and that's a big deal to the staff here and the church members, and I'm sure to their parents as well. At this time, our graduates are going to speak. And again, because Henry is kind of used to speaking and Erica is as nervous as I was, Henry gets to speak first, and that will kind of break the ice for Erica. So Henry will come first, and then Erica will give a speech after that.
I'd like to thank everybody that came today to see Erica and I graduate. I'm very thankful for all the people that are here that pushed me to graduate, especially Brother Block and my dad. I'd like to begin by saying thank you to Brother Nichols for being faithful and loyal to Liberty Baptist Church and for having a Christian school for me to be able to attend to. If it wasn't for Liberty Baptist Church, there wouldn't be a Liberty Christian Academy. Right. And I'm also thankful for Brother Block for all he has done to embarrass me. I mean, sorry. I did have that written down, by the way, too. I mean, all that he has done to teach me. He has going mowing with him, going to his house, working with him, learning from him, and being able to shoot my first deer with him. And it was just a blessing to learn life lessons, financial lessons, and spiritual lessons for him. And it was funny, earlier he said that he was my only principal, and he actually is my best principal I've ever had. Technically, if you've been to the Liberty long enough, and some of the teachers might remember, I was principal for one day, so I got close second to best principal in my time. I gave him a run for his money. I did some pretty good things that one day. But so I'd also like to thank my teachers from Liberty. My first teacher was Mrs. Bell. She was the foundation of Liberty Christian Academy for me. I remember getting my first invitation to Liberty Christian Academy. So it was saying, here, we're excited to have you this year. And then just a few weeks ago, the teacher said, please graduate this year. We don't want you back next year. So I don't know. There were some threats written after that, too. So I was like, so it wasn't just my dad and Brother Block. But when I became fifth grade, I went to the Learning Center. Miss Reese became my teacher, and she was my main teacher for that time on forward. And I learned a lot from her, too. Algebra, lesson number one, paper is your friend. Thing is, I never did that in algebra. So, and other things was the talk of the mouth leadeth to penury, which I couldn't shut up and still don't. So these are some things I'm still working on. And don't toot your own horn. Okay, let's just say all the things that Ministry's ever told me, I'm still working on, okay? I haven't reached that part yet, so. But it was always good to have Ministry's and see her faithful every morning in algebra class, algebra 2, geometry, physical science, and sometimes even if I want to, Spanish class. Sometimes I got excited when she said, oh, we're not having Spanish class. I'd be sarcastic, be like, oh, yay, not yay, I'm so sad, no Spanish class. But I'm also thankful for Miss Perry and Mrs. Howard, and past teachers, Miss Bays, and people who aren't here, Mrs. Lingo, Mrs. Hermanson, who are substitute teachers for me. And at this time, I would like to thank the two most important people that actually pushed me the farthest, which was my mom and my dad. Well, it was a blessing for them to be there for my first step, for my first bike ride. I would say my first swimming lesson, but for my dad, it was a swimming lesson. For me, it was survival. He just chunked me in and said, hey, survive, Henry. This is what real life is. So it wasn't much of a swimming lesson for me. But actually, that is a funny story. He thought I was drowning one time when I was, sadly, 16 or 17. But when he went out to go save me, he realized it was only 2 feet deep and I could have just stepped. But I thought I was drowning. Yeah, so. But it's also a blessing to be able to see so many people that were there since I was a kid that are still here today that are serving faithfully. Amen. They're not just my pastor, but there's also the deacons, the ushers, the song leaders, the piano players. Just everything is still here. People who stay faithful in the church and other families that took care of me, let me go to their house, stay with them. And it's just a big family here, and I'm blessed to be able to be a part of this family. Now, there are a few people that aren't here that I wish could be here, and I know they can't be here because they're up in heaven watching me. So, and that's one ceremony I can't wait to see when I get to see them again. And one of those people is a great man to me, which is my grandpa Willie Crafts. But I also have a bad habit to start preaching, but I'm not going to do that. Let's say that part for my dad. Yeah. But I am going to give some advice to the LCA students and my fellow graduate and other homeschoolers who are here today or other students that are here. I just want to say, no matter how tough it is in doing school or at the time that you're trying to go through life, just remember, don't ever quit on yourself. Don't ever quit on your family. Don't ever quit on your church. Don't ever quit on your parents. Don't ever quit on your God, because they want to see you succeed. They don't want to see you quit and fall down. So, thank you.
We took a bet before the service started. I won't tell you who was betting with me, but we had a couple of folks bet whether Brother Bajot could make it through the service without crying, and I already won. So he was already crying, and he hasn't started preaching yet. So at this time, Erica's going to give us a speech.
Okay. I just want to say thank you to everyone that came. It means a lot. As Brother Block said, I first started coming to Liberty Baptist Church when I was in the second grade, thanks to the bus ministry. And in the ninth grade, I then joined Liberty Christian Academy. Amen. It was a huge transition for me, but it was the best decision that I've ever made. With that being said, I'm thankful for this church, as well as for Pastor, for allowing there to be a Christian school for us to attend. Next, I want to say thank you to Brother Block. I don't really know where to begin. You're a humble, a kind-hearted person, and honorable. Thank you so much for always keeping me on your corner, no matter the times I failed you. You're super supportive and always want the best for me. Thank you. Next, my teachers who continually push me to strive. You each made an impact on my life for the good. Mr. Reese, you're such an encouragement to me. You continually show me God's love through you. At my weakest moment, you wrote me an encouraging letter that allowed me to keep on keeping on. Not only that, but you're super sweet and wise. Thank you for teaching ladies' class this year. In addition to that, I would also like to thank Mrs. Coles for willingly giving up her time, not only for the candy sales, but teaching us how to sew and crochet. To my parents, thank you for all that you've done for me for all these years. Your love and support continually motivate me. I couldn't have done anything without you or without your wisdom guiding me. Smiley, I learned a lot from you, like riding my bike and swimming. You love me as I'm... you love me as if I'm your own, and I'm grateful for that. You both inspired me to be the young lady that I am today. I love you. Henry and I are graduating today, as you may already know. My time here has been an amazing journey, and I'm proud to be a graduate of Liberty Christian Academy. Thank you.
At this time, two of the girls are going to join Eric, and they're going to sing a song that they sang in their home ec class.
It's the face that I see in the mirror, the one I want others to see. Do I show in the way that I walk in my life the love that you've given to me? My heart's desires to be like you in all that I do, all I am. Do they see Jesus in me? Do they recognize your face? Do I communicate your love and your grace? Do I reflect who you are in the way I choose to be? Do they see Jesus, Jesus in me? It's amazing that you'd ever use me, but use me the way you will. Help me to hold out a heart of compassion and grace, a heart that your spirit fills. May I show forgiveness and mercy the same way you've shown it to me. Do they see Jesus in me? Do they recognize your face? Do I communicate your love and your grace? Do I reflect who you are in the way I choose to be? Do they see Jesus, Jesus in me? Now I want to show all the world who you are, the reason I live and breathe. So you'll be the one that they see when they see me. Do they see Jesus in me? Do they recognize your face? Do I communicate your love and your grace? Do I reflect who you are in the way I choose to be? Do they see Jesus, Jesus in me? Do they see Jesus, Jesus in me?
We have graduated many seniors throughout the years, and again, it's always a privilege for me when we have young people that are like, again, especially when you get old like me, when they become like a son and a daughter. Eric and Henry both have spent quite a bit of time with my wife and I. Eric has came over, as Henry has, on a Wednesday, since we get out half a day, and worked on the farm and done stuff, and again, Henry has too, and we appreciate them. And again, they've accomplished some great things. Many students never accomplish academically what they've accomplished. They've had some tough classes, and they they struggled in some of those classes, and then they succeeded, and they got past it to the next class. And so, again, when we get to this stage in their life, it's for those of us who are older, we realize they're still just young and their life's beginning. But for them, they've just jumped over a major hurdle in life. A lot of young people never get a high school diploma, especially this type of high school diploma, one that when we sign it, it actually means something. I mean, they really know math and English and social studies and science and some other stuff as well. We didn't just give them a grade for attending school like some schools do. They didn't just get passed socially because they were old enough to go to the next class. They earned everything they got. We didn't give them anything, and I appreciate their hard work. So, Brother Nichols, it's a privilege for me to present to you the 2018-2019 graduating class. Class, would you please stand? Erica Jasmine Montano. Henry Curtis Peugeot IV. Thank you, graduates. You may be seated. At this time, Brother Taylor is going to come sing a song for us.
Let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and hath shed His own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well. With my soul, my sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part, but the His name when this faith shall beside the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is.
Those of you visiting with us, you'll notice the name of our speaker is pretty similar to the name of one of our graduates, Henry Curtis Peugeot III, because the fourth just graduated. Brother Peugeot has been a faithful member of Liberty Baptist Church for many, many years. Works in the bus route, did children's church. The last few years he's been crazy enough to help me with the youth department, and I'm thankful for that. It's nice to have some crazy people, because Brother Taylor used to be in that position. He wised up and started teaching adults and left Brother Peugeot to come and join me, but we appreciate him. He's going to come down and preach from the Word of God. Grab your King James Bibles, follow along, and you'll get a blessing from it tonight.
If you'll open up your Bibles to the book of 2 Timothy. Second Timothy, very fitting. Paul charging young Timothy. Second Timothy chapter 2. Second Timothy chapter 2, starting in verse 1, it says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Thou, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if any man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself of these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepare unto every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you so much for your goodness, grace, and your mercy, Lord. I pray, dear God, that you please, Lord, hide me behind the cross, O Heavenly Father. I pray that, dear God, that you'd speak to the hearts of the hearers of your word, Lord. I pray that you'd ingrain in these young people, Lord, what you'd have them to get, Lord. And I pray that they'd get it so. In Jesus Christ's precious holy name I pray. Amen. You young people are on a path. You've started a race. You've begun a fight in a battle. And tonight we honor your accomplishment. You finished high school. Congratulations. You didn't attend just any high school, Erica. You chose Liberty Christian Academy. Henry, you were placed in Liberty Christian Academy. I wouldn't have had it any other way. I told my wife, I said, honey, if anything should ever happen to me, God forbid, do anything and everything that you can to keep them here. You two attended church here. You were trained here. You served here on bus routes and really were wherever you were needed. Soul winning, visitation, youth activities, banquets, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday mornings. Wow, you think they live here. These are apart from your weekly school here at Liberty Christian Academy. And if I could tell you anything, and what I think many here have shown, is don't quit. Do not quit. Paul tells Timothy to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. You see, soldiers weren't to quit in battle. They weren't to turn back and run. Soldiers were to stand firm, stand fast, hold the line. Don't budge. Get up if you're knocked down. Take hold. Strengthen your hands. Root yourselves. Stick and stay and make it pay. Listen, Paul admonishes young Timothy to endure, to keep on keeping on. Paul knew suffering. He knew trouble. You see, that's why he could say in 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. We live in a time where quitting is the norm, where it's acceptable to just quit. Quitting on church, quitting on marriage, quitting on work, quitting on family. You need to cultivate a don't quit attitude. There's a saying that I taught my kids and my wife, and the thing that we just, what is it? What? I'm sorry? Mom? Peugeots don't quit. We may get beat. We may get whooped. We may lose. But we don't quit. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear about it. You see, here are a few things for you. Don't quit because it's habit forming. Do not quit because it's habit forming. You see, you can get used to it. You don't want to get that kind of an attitude, just used to quitting. You may fail, but don't quit. This you can see by the history of the Jews. They kept quitting the things they were commanded to do. They were specifically commanded to do certain things in worship of their God. And guess what? They'd quit. They'd let it slide. They'd let it fall by the wayside. And God would bring judgment and try to draw them back to that place. Start again. Get back to it. Get back to it. Don't quit. Don't quit because you get used to it. Don't quit because anyone can do that. There's no effort in it. There's no work. It's easy. Now, I understand, I'm not talking about like quitting some sort of a vice or something like that, some sort of addiction that you may have or something that's going on. Those things, sometimes those are really hard. I mean, you know, try smoking cigarettes for 25 years and then saying, I'm going to quit. Yeah, let's see the struggle that you kind of go through when you know. I'm talking about don't quit. Don't quit the things that you're doing now, the things that you ought to be doing, the things that you know the Word of God teaches you. Don't quit those, because anybody can do that. Anybody can just walk out and say, that's it, I'm done. Anybody can say, I'm going to stop coming Thursdays. Anybody can say, I'm not coming Sunday morning, I'm sleeping in. Anybody can say that, you know what, Wednesday, I got to work in the morning. Y'all have already been growing up, trained, and used to making it to the services, making it to visitation. It's not like somebody that has to go learn this. This is something that we've cultivated, that we've trained, that it's been going on for quite a long time. When I came here, they didn't say, hey, you know what, we ought to start Wednesday night services. No, they were doing it already. All I had to do is say, you know what, let me start this and don't quit. You see, anybody can do it. You see, Peter, it didn't take any effort for Peter to say in John chapter 21, verse 1 through 4, he was saying, Jesus has died and I'm going fishing. That's what he was by trade. It's not like he had to go and learn how to fish. He already knew how to fish. That's what he did. But Jesus had told him that, hey, after this, you'll be fishers of men. Here on after, you're going to be a fisher of men. Yeah. Now, I understand some may say that, oh, well, Peter didn't actually quit. He just went to go get breakfast. I don't think so. You look at it and look at the shame that he had when he realized the Lord showed up and said, hey, cast on the other side. You see, don't quit because it's habit forming. Don't quit because anyone can do it. Don't quit because it's infecting and contagious. It spreads. It spreads. You look also in there, John chapter 21. When Peter quit, there were others that were with him. And look what they said. They said here in John chapter 21, starting in verse 1, it says, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee and the sons of Zebedee and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. You quit, guess what? Somebody else may say, well, they quit. What is there any reason for me to quit? I mean, why not? I mean, they did it. Hey, if they didn't make it, why should I? I'll quit too. You see, it'll affect others around you. It affected those around Peter. You see, it really breaks my heart when a young person such as a Henry has been brought up at Liberty Baptist Church, trained, their parents served faithfully for years and years, and that young person graduates high school and then just turns their back on the things which they had learned and heard and seen in their parents and the men of God and the families here. They turn their back and quit. Yeah. They just walk off. Breaks my heart. Yeah. Listen, It's infecting. It's contagious. Watch 22,000 men walk off the battlefield. That's what Gideon had to do. Gideon was there, and God said, you've got too many people. Now I understand God was trying to weed it down so that he could get all the glory and the people wouldn't get all the, take the glory upon themselves, that we have enough in this battle, we'll win this one. I understand that. But Gideon went out and said, okay, well, if anybody's fearful and afraid, just go ahead and leave. And 22,000 men walked off. You know what? I bet you not all of those 22,000 men were going to walk off. I bet some of them would have stayed if they hadn't seen somebody else walk off. The guy next to him go, I'm out of here. That guy went, okay, yeah. I live next door to you. If they hadn't seen so many people walk off, I imagine that some folks may have stayed. There were a lot that did. I mean, there was a good group that stayed, and they got weeded down themselves, but... But listen, it's infecting. Don't quit. Don't quit because I'm fearful. Yeah. What, you don't think we're fearful? Yeah. I quit because I'm scared. You don't think we're scared? Yeah. I'm afraid of what'll happen in college. I'm afraid of what'll happen in college too for you. I'm afraid of failing. I'm afraid of failing. Great success is built on failure, frustration, and even catastrophe. Ever tried, ever failed? No matter. Try again. Fail again. Fail better. Just don't quit. Don't quit because it's habit forming. Don't quit because anyone can do it. Don't quit because it's infecting and contagious effect. Don't quit because there are those that are wanting and praying for your success. Don't quit. There are folks that are in your corner. Your preacher. Your youth director. There are women and men that do not get paid from Liberty Baptist Church that are praying for your success. They're praying for you. Today, tonight, is answer to prayer. I prayed that Henry would finally graduate. But I was also praying for a young lady by the name of Erica. And I know she was faced with a lot of decisions. She could have gone anywhere. Don't quit because there are those wanting and praying for your success. Number one, parents, relatives, family. Listen, don't quit on your mom. Don't quit on your dad. Make them proud. Honor them. Just the other day, I was sitting there talking to Brother Lira. And Brother Lira, I was so thankful. I believed it was a godsend when he said this. I mean, when he told me about how his mother, when they go elsewhere, when they go to visit family, relatives, or at some gathering, or they're somewhere, his mom loves to introduce him and says, he's a preacher. He's the pastor of the church. Do you understand what it's going to be like when somebody starts asking us about our children? And we start sharing the stories. And mom and dad can say, my daughter's in Bible college. I mean, there will be parents that go, what? My kid's in jail. What? I mean, I'm serious. Now, my dad didn't do it, you know, like that and say, my son's a preacher. My dad would say, remember how bad you were? It's like, yeah, Dad, I do. They don't know this, but now they know I must have been bad. Make them proud. Honor them by not quitting. Number two, the family. Now, I don't just mean mom and dad and relatives. I mean the family of God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, wherefore seeing we also, well, like who? We also, like those others were. Who are the others? Well, in Hebrews chapter 11, it's the faith, what we call the faith chapter, the hall of faith, and it goes through and tells us about great men and women of faith that endured, that fought the good fight, that finished their course. Some were killed and slain for their faith, and many followed the promises of God, not having the Word of God as such as we have, not having the completed Bible. And guess what? They continue on looking unto God, looking to Him for Him to fulfill His promises, looking unto that city whose builder and maker is God. And yet, guess what? We also, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. Listen, young people, there are some folks, like my son said, that are watching from heaven. You know what? They're watching. My son, he told of his grandfather. That was the biggest Mexican I'd ever met at that time. Everybody at the time was like, you know, they were like average and stuff. This man played for the Denver Broncos, the Edmonton Eskimos. I mean, he played, this was a football player. And I mean, the truth is, I was deceived. I was fooled. The woman sitting here on the second row with the little child holding him hostage. I mean, that's my wife, Crystal. She looks like a Weta, white girl, right? With a name like Crafts? Come on, seriously? I was totally deceived when I'm like, oh, wow, this guy is Willie Crafts. His hand just engulfed my hand, and I'm going, and he's speaking Spanish to me. Really, come on. Do I really look like, I mean, he knew. He was just messing with me. Intimidating, very intimidating. Seriously, no lie. But you know what? He's watching. And you know what? He had some boys himself. One of them's here tonight. I don't see the other one. His daughter's here. And, but two of his daughters. I'm sorry. My wife is one of the daughters. That's right. But let me tell you something. One of his boys that I got to experience his athletic career was, he was in football. Jonas Crafts was in football. And this fellow would sit up in the stands and he'd be yelling down at his son, stretch! Stretch! He'd whistle. My mother-in-law was telling me about a whistle because I told her about how I trained my kids to, you know, come to a whistle and, you know, a rallying point when I would throw this whistle. And guess what? She said, Willie had a whistle too. You know, he could whistle and the kids would come running. And you know what? And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you crazy. I mean, we're in a stadium and there's no way that boy. And I'd look and he's going like this. Ah. Ah. And I'm sitting there going, how's he? You know what? Imagine the hollers and hoops right now that are going on for you saying, woo! Henry, you graduated high school. Now don't quit. Erica, woo! Yes. Now keep on keeping on. Keep on this path. Don't quit. Don't give up. Keep on keeping on. Listen, they're all hooping and hollering. There's a young lady by the name of Josie Soto. Y'all don't know her, you see, because I knew her as a teenager. You see, she was like a mom to me, took me in when I'd go over there. And, I mean, I was out all night and was too far away from home to make it to the house. And I was like, oh, man, I'm sure hungry. And all of a sudden she'd go up here and she'd be slapping tortillas on the, you know, comida, and then putting beans on there and stuff like that, and go, here you go. And she'd feed me, and I'd be like, oh, wow, thank you. Next thing you know, breakfast morning, she would say, wake up, and she'd tell us boys, come on. She'd take us to breakfast and stuff like that. And, oh, man, she was so kind and so caring and took me in. And guess what? Let me tell you, one day, Fiesta, downtown, when they had it on Del Rosa and Market Area, right when they had the carnival there, I'm there with some don't quitters, the Craigheads. You know, Kay was in her clown outfit, and Mrs. Craighead and Brother Craighead are passing out tracts, and I'm on the corner, and I'm street preaching, and I'm shouting, and I'm hooping and hollering, and I don't usually look at anybody and gaze directly in anybody's eyes and stare directly at somebody because it maybe sidetracks me or gets me off, and guess what, though? All of a sudden, there's this little lady over here on my side, and I look over, and I just could not believe it. Her eyes were just wide open, and she's staring at me. And she's there in this dress, and she's just like, and she doesn't even look the same. I mean, she was a little overweight, but she had lost a lot. And she's standing there, and I just wrapped my arms around her. And I was like, Have you been listening? And she said, yes. And I said, are you saved? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? And she goes, yes, I do. I got saved recently. And let me tell you something. Don't quit telling my boys. Don't quit. Tell Ricky. Tell Freddie. Tell Noel. Tell Ray Ray. And I was like, you bet. I'll do it. I'll keep going. And guess what? She passed away. I got to preach at her funeral in town here. And let me tell you something. One day, I was down at a fiesta a different year. And guess what? I seen a boy walking down the ways there named Ray Ray. And he was with his girlfriend and another fella by the name of String Bean. I know, they gave these weird, freaky names. But anyways, Ray Ray and String Bean and his girlfriend. And I said, Ray Ray! And he goes, hey, Kurt! And I said, come here, sit down! I mean, totally bypassed the boards. Sat down, said, okay, listen, let me tell you something. Jesus Christ loves you. He died for you. And listen, you got to know this. I want you to know this. And I started witnessing to them. I had gum in my mouth, which you shouldn't be doing as a soul winner because you're like, you know. So I took it out and I stuck it next to my shoe, right on the side of my shoe. And I started witnessing to them. And next thing you know, the young lady started bawling. And she was like, I want to be saved. And I was like, amen. Yes, God wants you to be saved. And Ray Ray felt so convicted. He took his beer and put it down and was like, you know, he didn't want it anymore. He was like, no, I'm not going to. And then guess what? When I gave him the invitation to pray and ask the Lord, she said yes. String Bean said yes. Ray Ray said, I've already done it.
Amen.
I said, you have? And he said, you don't remember? You picked me up and gave me a ride and witnessed to me all the way. And I trusted Christ as my Savior when we sat out in front of that house. I said, Ray Ray, I do remember that. I was just wondering if you remembered it. And guess what led those two to the Lord? And I'm sitting there and I'm thanking God. I'm thinking, Josie, you're gone now. But, oh, what a blessing. Your boy knows he's saved. And guess what? His girlfriend got saved. And their friend got saved. And all of a sudden I look up and there's Freddie standing right there. Right in front of me. And I'm like, Freddie! And I jumped up and I walked up and I put my arm on his shoulder. I said, Freddie, you need Jesus. And he was like, no, not right now. I said, you do. You need to be saved. You need to get Christ as your personal Savior. You don't want to die and go to hell. And he goes, not right now. I know, but not right now. I said, really? You need to. And all of a sudden, there goes her very youngest, Noel, walking by with a skateboard in his hand. I was like, Noel! And he stopped and he looked. And he goes, hey! And he's like, hey, Freddie! And it's one of his older brothers. I said, Noel, you need to be saved. And he said, I just got saved. I was at a Baptist church down the road. And guess what? I trusted Christ as my Savior. And I said, well, Freddie needs to be saved. And he said, Fred, you do need to be saved. And Freddie's like, no, not right now, not right now. I said, listen, I just ran into Ray Ray. I just ran into his girlfriend. Matter of fact, I'll tell you this right now. You see them again, you ask him where I stuck my gum, because it's right there. I said, there's an appointment. There's a time, and God's got a plan for you. And let me tell you, he broke my heart. He walked off. He didn't get saved. I sat back down and I was thinking. And all of a sudden my phone started buzzing. And I pulled my phone out. And a woman by the name of Leona, who was the mother of two boys, Levi Lucky and Giuseppe. And guess what? Their father was Ricky, her oldest son. And I just looked up into heaven. And I said, Josie, I'm not going to quit because you've got grandkids that need Jesus. I can't quit because you want your boy saved. I can't quit because you've got grandkids that need to be saved. Let me tell you something. Don't quit because there are people that have gone on that are watching and they're cheering you on. Don't quit. Don't quit. Let me tell you something. There's a young lady by the name of Kayla. She started riding our bus. Erica knows her and Henry knows her. Maybe some of y'all know her. Matter of fact, she got saved here. Preacher baptized her here. And guess what? Let me tell you, that young lady, she got excited. She wanted to start coming to the youth group. She wanted to start being involved. She asked me about the Christian school. Now, a lot of times, I turn them like kind of just, I don't turn them away. I just kind of go, well, you know, it's a change. It's quite different than what you may be used to, you know. And some, immediately, they find out a little bit about rules, about, you know, and they're, yeah. But she got so excited about it. she had some family issues and family trouble, and she and her mom kicked her out and whatnot, and she got away from the house. She found herself in a car with some young men. They stalled out on the highway and were rear-ended. She died. Can I tell you? Oftentimes I think about that little girl's voice. Brother Pichot, don't quit on them youth. Don't quit on those teenagers. Don't quit on those bus routes. Keep going out. I messed up. I didn't get in like I should have got in. I got saved, but I didn't get in like I should have got in. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Let me tell you something. Don't quit because it's habit forming. Don't quit because anybody can do it. Don't quit because it's infectious and contagious effect on others. Don't quit because there are those praying for you and your success. Don't quit because there are some out there that want you to.
That's right.
Oh, yes. Do you understand there are folks out there that are looking for young people like you to go out and ruin your life?
Right.
They want to be able to say, there was nothing to it. It was a phase. They were forced. They were forced into it. There's nothing to it. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 1, it tells us about a man by the name of Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem, an Arabian. And guess what? Nehemiah was moved by God to go and rebuild the temple. I mean, he had actually gotten word from the king that, hey, what's in your heart to do? Go do it. Here, I'll give you stuff to go do it with. Go get it done. It was so bad, his beast could not even get over and pass the rubble. It was so bad and so desolate and so destroyed. And guess what? He began to tell the elders, God wants us to rebuild. Let's rebuild. So the people got together. They got excited. They started rebuilding. And Sanballat and Tobiah, and they started mocking them. They wanted them to fail. They, matter of fact, sent letters back to the king saying, hey, they're going to rebel. They're trying to rebel. I mean, they said, oh, those walls are going to be so puny. If a fox goes up and kicks it, it's going to fall down. Matter of fact, they got so worried about it, they said, you know what? They're getting kind of fortified. Why don't we sneak in and slay them? We'll sneak in amongst them, and they won't know it. And Nehemiah, they strengthened themselves. They armed their men. They were ready for the battle while they were building. Then they ended up having people that just carried the spears and the shields and things as they were waiting, as others built the wall, so that if they ended up coming in, they'd pass out those shears, and they'd take a fight. Let me tell you something. They did not want them to succeed. You know what? There's something about Henry, about you, and I know this because I tried to instill it in you. You like it when you prove somebody wrong, don't you? When you do what somebody says you couldn't do, you like it, don't you? Feels good, doesn't it? Like, heh, gotcha. That's what you need to have.
Amen.
That don't quit, because there's some folks that want you to fail.
Yep, right.
Finish it right so that you can say, you didn't want me to succeed. But the Lord meant it for good. And he got me to where I'm at now. One of the verses there in Philippians 4:16, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You know what? You get through it. You get through it. Just don't quit. There are people that do not want you to succeed. Don't quit. You know what? There is something special about you. You have a great God. You have an almighty God.
Amen.
Don't give those gainsayers, those scoffers and mockers, the satisfaction by quitting. Because that's what they want. Be out to prove them wrong. Don't quit because it's habit forming. Don't quit because you can do it. Because anyone can do it. Don't quit because it's infectious, contagious. Don't quit because there are those that are praying for you and your success. Don't quit because there are others out there that don't want you to succeed. Don't quit because you're almost there. You know what? I like that part of the verse in Romans saying, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. You know what? Listen, you say, Brother Pujo, Dad, the truth is, we could be here for another 50 years before Jesus comes back. Yeah. Absolutely. But you know what? You're nearer now than you were 18 years ago, 17 years ago. You're nearer now. And you know what? You could look at it like you're almost there because he can come back tomorrow. And if you look at it that way, guess what? Let it cultivate that don't quit attitude. Don't quit. Don't quit now. I mean, you got to be kidding me. You went through Liberty Christian Academy High School. You sat under Brother Block's teaching and preaching. You sat under every youth activity that Brother Block admonished you. You sat under preachers preaching and learned and gleaned from the Bible knowledge that he's got. And guess what? Why quit now? Why end up going back to the beggarly elements and things of this world? Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Now, don't quit ever. I like what Winston Churchill penned. Never give in. Never give in. Never, 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 never. In nothing great or small, large or petty, never give in except to conviction of honor and good sense. Never, 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 never give up. You're part of a small church? Don't quit. It's got a small bus route? Don't quit. Small Sunday school class? Don't quit. It's a petty work. I don't think there's such a thing in the work of God. If being a doorkeep is that important. I mean, it's servitude. Servitude. There ain't nothing petty. But don't quit. Don't quit. Never give up. Listen, don't quit because it's habit forming. Don't quit because anyone can do it. Don't quit because it's infectious, contagious effect. Don't quit because there are those that are praying for your success. Don't quit because there are those that want you to quit. Don't quit because you're almost there. Don't quit because Jesus loves you. I serve a great God, all powerful. I cried, my God is no quitter. My Jesus is no quitter. He doesn't give up. But he did. He did. Read it, Luke chapter 23. And when Jesus with a loud voice, he said, Father, you know where I'm going. Into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. He gave up the ghost. Nobody took his life. He laid it down of his own volition, his own will. He gave it up for you. He gave it up for you. Don't quit on him. Don't quit on him. Quit holding back. Give it up. Your life, surrender it to him. Your life to Jesus. Here are five things quickly that you cannot quit on. Don't quit on your Bible. Boy, don't quit on this book. Don't quit on it. Young lady, don't quit on it. Don't quit. And I don't mean this or that version. This one. 1611, King James Bible, don't quit. The authorized version. I'm telling you, if you haven't got here from this pulpit how that is the inspired, purified, pure word of God, wow, you earplugs or something. Don't quit on that Bible. Don't quit on your prayers to God. Don't quit. Your verse with all supplication. I mean, praying always. I mean, listen, don't quit on your prayers, on your prayer life. Don't quit on it. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't quit on your church attendance. Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Three to thrive. Preaching it and teaching it left and right, practicing it. Don't quit on your giving tithes and offerings. If you ain't been given as of yet, gee. That's why, Henry, we tried to teach you from here that be a giver, giving your tithes, so that when you got to here, guess what? It's not anything new. Right. Don't quit on your witness. So your Bible, your prayers to God, church attendance, giving tithes and offering, and your witness to God, giving a testimony of salvation by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, soul winning is what we call it here. Yes, that's what we do here. Amen. Don't quit on it. Amen. Don't quit on it. Young people, I love you and I care about you. Don't quit. Don't quit. Return this over to Brother Block now.
Your head's bowed and your eyes closed. always when we have a service at